or non-magical hard work. The shark tooth curtain was part of this act, but it was only an act which delivered a few silver deniers every now and then from those foolish enough to think a free magic sorcerer could set up so close to Belisaire, even if outside the city's walls and wards. Hugging his find close, Marul retraced his steps along the wet rocks below the sea wall, climbing up and around the deeper pools where the sea swirled dangerously, quick to whisk away and suck under anyone who fell in. Back in his hut, he thought about what to do with his find as he cleaned the silver with spirits of hartshorn and turpentine. There were a number of junk merchants on Winter Street who Marul dealt with regularly, but the silver stopper was too good for them, he thought. They'd never give him a fair price, not for something so finely worked. There was delicate engraving in the metal, tiny symbols, like the ones he'd seen in a book once, the one from the dead sailor's pocket. Marul had gotten a good price for the book, despite it being so heavily water-stained and encrusted with salt. After a few seconds, peering at the symbols on the silver, Marul looked away. They unnerved him, somehow, almost like they were moving, twitching about. It was the cleaning fluid, no doubt. Fumes. Marul did not have a baptismal charter mark, and thus had no connection to the charter.